Tuesday, May 7th, 2019. You are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City here in Denver, Colorado. You know, we get together every single weekday, and we talk sports with a dose of common sense. Hopefully, we can make you smile once or twice a day. We are happy to have you here with us today. Happy Tuesday to you, and happy National Teacher Appreciation Day, also known as National Teacher Day, which is observed on the Tuesday of the first full week in the month of May. Now, this day is part of Teacher Appreciation Week, which is the first week in May of each year. The National Education Association describes National Teacher Day as a day for honoring teachers and recognizing the lasting contributions that they make to our lives. Hey, we know. Teachers, they play a critical role in educating and shaping our kids, the future leaders of our country. Hopefully you get those teachers that are kind, they are patient, they work hard, they are dedicated, and they understand that they need to mold our children's lives in a positive direction. We entrust our children with teachers every single day, and they affect our lives on a daily basis. Here's a question that I have for you, Daily Dose listener. Did you have that special teacher in school? That one that really affected your life? Maybe the one that encouraged you? Maybe the one that listened to you when no one else did? Maybe the one that got you to enjoy a subject that maybe you didn't really care about? Because those are the teachers we're talking about today. Hey, I had maybe two or three of those kind of teachers. Few of them really affected what I did. Few of them gave me confidence. A few of them really changed the way I looked at school and the way I kind of operated on a day-to-day level. I probably, like I said, had two or three of those really, really great teachers, and to them, honestly, I am grateful to this day. But then let me ask you this. Did you have that jerk of a teacher that hated your guts and you hated them and they made whatever class you were taking absolutely miserable? They didn't want to be there. They didn't like you. They didn't encourage you. In fact, if anything, they discouraged you every single day of your life, and you just wanted to drop the class, but your parents wouldn't let you. Did you have those teachers? Yeah, I bet you did. Because I'm thinking back to the time I was in school, even into college, I probably had 10, 12 of those teachers. I mean, think about that. That is a horrible ratio. I can pick out three or four teachers that I look back and say, wow, they were phenomenal. And then I look back at some other teachers, and I've got a way higher ratio of those jerks. Now, I'm not saying today on National Teacher Day to think back to those jerks. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I wish we had a few more of the good ones. We didn't always get that in school. Let's try to focus on the good ones today, though, folks. Not trying to rain on anyone's parade. National Teacher Day, think of the good ones. Let's not think about that horrible ratio. We're trying to keep things positive here on The Dose. Hey, if you'd like to contact us, maybe tell us if you had a favorite teacher and why. We would love to hear from you. Hit us up on email, dailydosesports@gmail.com, or you can go find us over on Facebook or Twitter. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports. If you've got a question, if you've got a comment, if you have a suggestion, maybe you have a certain subject you would like us to tackle here at The Dose, feel free to reach out. We want to hear what it is you have to say. Also, be sure you stop by tpublic.com, search Daily Dose, scroll down until you see our logo, and there you can pick up some of the Daily Dose gear that we have over there. We've got hoodies, t-shirts, coffee mugs, laptop cases, stickers, a number of Daily Dose items for that Daily Dose listener in your life. Make sure you stop by tpublic.com and pick up some gear. Hey, one quick announcement that we do need to get to.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
And that is, if you had any problems downloading the podcast, maybe yesterday on Monday, maybe today on Tuesday, if you had any issues, understand this. We're kind of going through some host issues. We're kind of in the process of switching the podcast to a new host where we think it's going to be a better experience. If you ever have an issue downloading the podcast, please go to dailydosesports.wordpress.com. You can always, always find the podcast there. We make sure to put it there. Go to our Twitter. Go to our Facebook. You will find the podcast there. But don't ever let it be a situation where you're like, we tried to download it and the app didn't work. I don't know what the deal is. We're just in the process of kind of moving the podcast over to a new host where we think it's going to be a better fit. And in the meantime, there could be a couple of things in the apps that you may use where you just don't see a new episode. And you might be looking at the app saying, hey, did the Daily Dose not come out on Monday? Did the Daily Dose not come out on Tuesday? understand we are working through those problems. And one thing that you might try is if you do search the podcast in your app, you might actually be able to find the new episodes under a new Daily Dose heading. So we're trying to get through this. We're trying to figure this all out. This is something that I was dreading doing and something that I talked about doing for a long time. We just wanted to get somewhere where we felt like it was a better fit for us here at The Dose. But understand this, always go to our website, go to our Facebook, go to our Twitter. We will have the new episodes for you there. And trust me, we will have it on those apps that you use where you can just subscribe and have it download to you automatically. Hey, today on the show, we do have a few breaking news stories that we need to get to, but then we're actually going to be looking a little bit closer at those NBA playoffs that are going on now. Some very interesting things going on in the NBA playoffs. Want to take a little bit of a closer look at those today. Couple things coming out in the world of breaking news, though. Starting off with those NBA playoffs, as the Milwaukee Bucks have now put the Boston Celtics on the brink of elimination, you know, we wondered how the Celtics would respond when they would face adversity. And they responded by allowing 39 points to Giannis Antetokounmpo and shooting 37% from the field. Hey, the Bucks are just pounding Boston in the paint. We'll see if Boston can get up off that mat. But right now, it's not looking very good for the Celtics. Meanwhile, in the Western Conference, the Houston Rockets did get off that mat last night. They evened up their series with the Golden State Warriors at 2 games each. Hey, I told you I thought Steph Curry would be better. And he was. He scores 30 points last night for the Warriors. Kevin Durant scores 34. But the Warriors struggled to stop James Harden and his bleeding eyeballs all night as he scores 38 points. And it wasn't just him. Eric Gordon chips in with another 20. You know, coming down the stretch, down the end of the regular season, and in that first round of the playoffs against the Clippers, we're looking at the Warriors and we're saying, I don't know. They just might be beatable. But we all thought they had fixed everything in the first 2 games of this series against the Rockets. But that has all changed now. They are playing terrible at times defensively. They're not rotating the way they used to. And you know, one thing that the Warriors always did, and one thing that always kind of got overlooked, they always looked to attack the basket. They're not doing that now. They're settling for every single outside shot they can take. And it seems like they have gotten that into their head. Hey, we're an outside shooting team. We're a three-point shooting team. Never forget, at the base of it all, the Warriors were a team that was based on attacking the rim. And when they did, it opened up everything outside. Now suddenly they're settling for those outside shots first and the percentages are way down. Hey, Houston is back in this thing. This series could be going 7. You know, the XFL announced yesterday that they have a multi-year agreement with ESPN and with Fox Sports to televise those XFL games starting in the 2020 season. XFL games are going to be airing weekly on broadcast TV, ABC, and Fox. They will also have complimentary games on cable, ESPN, ESPN2, FS1, and FS2. And the XFL schedule, they are saying, will allow for consistent viewing each week. They will have back-to-back games starting on Saturday afternoons at noon Mountain Time, as well as 2 additional games on Sunday afternoons. The XFL, of course, will be kicking off their season Saturday, February 8th, 2020, and they are scheduled to have teams in Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, New York, Seattle, Tampa, and Washington, D.C. They say there's going to be additional programming to come in the future. But you know, when I look at the XFL, and I don't know if it's going to work, no other alternative football leagues have really worked, aside from, I guess, the AFL and the USFL briefly. But the XFL is doing something that we saw the Alliance of American Football really struggle with. They're getting their foot in the door solidly with big-time sports networks. You looked for those Alliance of American Football games, and they were on some CBS Western Gardening Channel or something, and then they're wondering why they're losing money and why no one's watching the games. Well, you didn't go out and get good TV contracts. The XFL is trying not to be a pro wrestling league. Looks like they're trying to go with legitimate football. They're trying to get legitimate football people, and now they have a legitimate TV contract. I do think there is room for an alternative football league in the offseason. I think there are people that would watch a little of it if you go get realistic players that could eventually make it to the league. or players that have been in the league and now need a springboard to get back to the league. The XFL is showing they are trying to do things the right way, and getting an agreement with ESPN and Fox Sports, yeah, that's pretty big. And again, that is a step ahead of what the Alliance of American Football did, and we know how quickly that failed. Now let's just hope the XFL actually has some money so they can make it through the season instead of getting to week 8 and looking around and going, yeah, we're out of money. That's all we had. 8 weeks in us. That was it. Sorry, season's over. Hopefully they're doing a little bit better planning on that end. One other story coming out we should touch on. The owners of Maximum Security plan to file that appeal with the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission, contending that their horse should have been declared the rightful winner of that 2019 Kentucky Derby over the weekend. Owner Gary West was on the Today Show on Monday, and he said that Maximum Security would be skipping the Preakness. Of course, we know the horse was disqualified from first place by the racing stewards, and they moved him back to 18th in Saturday's race, despite, you know, us all seeing that he came in first. It was the first disqualification due to race riding in the history of the event, but the race stewards took 22 minutes to declare second place Country House the winner after deciding that Maximum Security interfered with several horses when he drifted out away from the rail on that final turn. Now, West also said that he found it really strange that the stewards were not the one filing the inquiry. While stewards can file their own inquiry after the race if they see fit, in this situation, no, it wasn't them. It was the jockeys of Country House and of 17th place finisher Long Range Toddy that filed objections against Maximum Security. Like, that's a little weird to me. So the referees in horse racing, if there is such a thing, were watching and basically said, yeah, it all looks good. And then you had a couple of opponents come out and say, hey, he's cheating. Yeah, I guess so. Let's look at it on instant replay 15,000 times for a 30-minute delay, and then eventually come back with the idea of, yeah, I guess he was sort of cheating, so we're going to take the win away from you. Everything about this seems stupid. Everything about this seems like a really, really bad look for horse racing, a sport that, let's be honest, none of us care about anyway. It's just something to pass the time in the spring, and that one weekend, it's just an excuse for us to drink mint juleps, right? Other than that, do we really care about horse racing? No, because we don't watch it any other time. We watch it maybe 3 weekends, and now those 3 weekends are pretty much gone. But here's the one thing that I'm hearing, and I've heard a number of people say this. They're saying, hey, why don't they do like a do-over? Why don't you put these horses back out there? Why don't we get to run this race again and really see who the fastest racehorse is? Or what if you just did like a sprint? What if you just put Maximum Security and Country House out there and just did a two-horse race, and then we'll really see who the winner is? And I mean, I guess, you know, they're talking about it being a revenge match. That way Maximum Security could get their revenge. Do you think Maximum Security has any idea he won or lost or it was taken away from him? He has no clue. You know what he's thinking about? He's thinking about, when do I get some sugar cubes and when am I getting put out to stud? Other than that, he doesn't care 1 ounce about any of this stuff. They're horses. They're not athletes. They're just doing whatever they're told. I mean, I guess if you really want to send them out there, I guess you could just have like a two-horse race. I don't know. But who's even going to hold the race? I mean, the owner, Gary West, has now said some really bad things about the Kentucky Derby, so there's no way they're going to have him back. You're not going to go send him to one of the future tracks that he says he's not going to run at. I mean, I guess Santa Anita's available if they want to do the two-horse race there. You want to talk about a sudden-death race? Santa Anita might be your spot. Hey, coming back, the NBA playoffs are rolling along now, and while we only have one round of these playoffs actually complete, we still have a number of winners and losers already. We are going to get to a few of them when we get back. Hey, just a quick reminder that if you have any shopping you need to do, maybe you have a birthday coming in the month of May, and don't forget about Mother's Day in the month of May. Maybe you just want to buy something for yourself. You might as well head over to lootcrate.com/dailydose, where you can find the latest pop culture collectibles that feature your favorite TV shows, your favorite movies, and your favorite video games. May's Loot Crate theme is now out, and it is called Nemesis. Dark forces are gathering in this month's crate. That's right. your nemesis is here. Shake your fist dramatically at a collection of villainous pop culture gear featuring nefarious ne'er-to-do-wells. May's Loot Crate theme features items from Jaws, Ghostbusters, and many other franchises, but if those franchises maybe don't interest you, remember, you can always go over to Loot Crate. You can choose from a number of different crates. And if you have a specific franchise in mind, trust me, they probably have a crate for that franchise. You can also order a monthly subscription of crates that will arrive in your mailbox every single month, and you can always skip months if you don't like what's coming. Or you can just order individual items from whatever franchise you want, and trust me, they have just about any franchise you can think of. But the best part about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, just make sure you type Daily Dose in the coupon box. We are going to get you 10% off of your order, just as a little thank you for tuning in to the Daily Dose. So the NBA playoffs are rolling along, and we are nearing those conference finals now. But as we look at what has happened so far, who are the early winners and losers? Because we actually have a number of each, and I'm not just talking about the teams that won and advanced. No. There is way more at play here. There are a lot of things on the line in these NBA playoffs. Today on the Daily Dose, I want to take a look at some of the winners and losers so far from these NBA playoffs. And I'm telling you right now, some of these you got to look a little bit closer, but we do have a number of winners and losers in those NBA playoffs. And let's start off with our first one, because our first winner didn't even win their series. In fact, they only won one game in their series to be exact, but the Brooklyn Nets are definitely already winners in these playoffs. Yes, they're already gone, but trust me on this, they are winners because yes, they managed to win just one game in the opening round. Remember, they beat the Philadelphia 76ers in game one, but then they ended up losing the next four straight. But the Brooklyn Nets have a solid young core of players in D'Angelo Russell, Caris LeVert, and Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. Head coach Kenny Atkinson, he did a pretty solid job with this group. But now, we are starting to hear that the Brooklyn Nets, think about this for a minute, could be a chosen landing spot for potential free agents. You know, guys like Kevin Durant, or Kyrie Irving, or Kawhi Leonard. Now, I don't know if any of these guys actually go to Brooklyn, but when was the last time anyone even talked about signing with the Nets? Who would that be, like Armand Gilliam? Yeah, that's a ways back. The Brooklyn Nets have done some things right. Hey, they kind of are an attractive landing spot. We would have never thought that. Brooklyn is definitely a winner in these playoffs. I'm going to give a loser though, and I'm going to hand out a loser to a team that has superstars, but they didn't do anything with it, because the Oklahoma City Thunder, hey, they've got Russell Westbrook and they've got Paul George, two guys that always seem to be in the conversation for MVP of the league. And yet they couldn't win more than a single game this postseason. As a team, the Oklahoma City Thunder, with those two all-stars on their team, shot just over 30% from three-point range, and the Portland Trailblazers ran them off the floor in five games. Not only could the Thunder not shoot it that well, but they didn't play any defense either. The Blazers averaged 111 points per game against them, and when the games were on the line, the Thunder couldn't get stops. Now, they say head coach Billy Donovan is going to be staying in Oklahoma City, but what can Oklahoma City do to change some things? Because we have now seen this ending multiple times. We're not seeing progress out of Oklahoma City. So what's going to change to get them over the hump? They couldn't even win an opening round series this year. Oklahoma City is definitely a huge loser this year. Another winner that didn't actually win all that many games, but the Los Angeles Clippers, yeah, they're definitely a winner in this NBA postseason. They take the Golden State Warriors to six games, and hey, it wasn't just a moral victory. That again shows the rest of the league, hey, the Clippers actually have a good young group. They can compete already. Oh, and by the way, they also have Jerry West in the front office and a fistful of money that they can go spend in free agency. Making the playoffs and competing in those games against the heavy favored Golden State Warriors, hey, that could go a long way toward promoting that Clippers brand that, let's be honest, they've never had anything going. Even in those days with Blake Griffin and CP3, we still kind of looked at the Clippers like, well, yeah, but they're going to lose eventually. Hey, these Clippers are kind of changing things. This might be the most successful Los Angeles Clippers season in history. Think about that for a second, because that's kind of bizarre. They were just an 8 seed, but they might have had more success this year than they ever had before. On the other side of that, though, in the very same building, we have to give a loser to the Los Angeles Lakers. And no, they didn't even make the postseason. So how can they be losers? Well, mostly because there seems to be a lot of internal friction. And that was pretty evident when Magic Johnson just up and resigned right as the regular season came to an end. And then Magic kind of hinted that there were people in-house that were doing some backstabbing. Then they get Luke Walton to leave. Now they're going to be hiring LeBron James puppet Tyronn Lue. How are any of these things good for this franchise going forward? They're not. Everyone is looking at Los Angeles and saying, I don't know what's going on there, but that situation seems really, really poisonous and toxic. Why would I want to go there? The Los Angeles Lakers didn't make the postseason, but they are still losers right now. And it could get worse before it gets better. I'm going to give a winner. And I'm going to give a winner that could surprise you. We still have to see where this next series goes. But I'm going to give a winner to Toronto Raptors swingman Kawhi Leonard, who, let's be honest, kind of threw a little bit of a tantrum when he was down in San Antonio. He got himself dealt out of there, but he got sent to Toronto, and everyone kind of laughed and said, hey, you thought San Antonio was tough? Why don't you go live up in the snow? But now he has the Toronto Raptors and pretty much every other team in the league basically rolling out the red carpet for him and saying, hey, why don't you come here? Why don't you stay here? We really like you here. I mean, Toronto literally let this guy do whatever he wanted all season. Oh yeah, you want to take every other night off? Yeah, that's fine. Oh yeah, you want breakfast in bed every day? Yeah, we'll make sure the head coach brings it to you. Anything they could do to convince Kawhi Leonard to stay in Canada, that's what they did. Now, will it work? Probably not. But he did go further than his former team, and now he has everyone trying to get him. And you know where I'm hearing he's going to end up? Yeah, I'm hearing that city of LA, and no, I'm not talking about the Lakers. Just tossing that out to you. But on the other side of Kawhi Leonard winning that, I have to give a loser to his former team, the San Antonio Spurs. Yes, they have to be considered a loser in this whole thing. Because not only did the Spurs lose Kawhi Leonard, but then in the postseason, they themselves also faced the Denver Nuggets in the first round, and they looked like they might get control of that series early on, and then the Nuggets kind of looked around and were like, wait a second, we're actually better than you are. Why are we losing? So after being up 2-1, the Spurs went on to lose in 7 games. Oh, and then there was that whole, you know, forgetting to foul the Nuggets at the end of game 7 when the Spurs were down 4 with 30 seconds left and the clock ran out. That alone makes the Spurs big losers. But also, don't forget, they did let Kawhi Leonard get away. And I don't know what went on there. I don't know if we'll ever know what went on there. But Kawhi Leonard is gone and he's not going back. The Spurs are definitely losers in this whole thing. And it has to hurt a little bit extra to see Kawhi Leonard still playing in these playoffs. Speaking of those Denver Nuggets, I will give a winner to a guy that helped knock out those San Antonio Spurs, because while Nikola Jokic has a number of flaws in his game, honestly, he's really bad defensively, and he might be a tad too soft, I still have to give this kid a winner, and I'll tell you why. Because while we have seen him playing here in Denver, people nationally and people worldwide, they are now starting to see Nikola Jokic too. Hey, this kid is a phenomenal passer. He is an excellent shooter. He handles the ball like he's a guard. For the playoffs, Nikola Jokic is averaging 24 points, 12 rebounds, and 9 assists per game. Not in the regular season, not in those 80 games that honestly are just tedious and don't matter. In the postseason, with the games on the line. And don't forget, in that game 3 against Portland, when he played 62 minutes. Show me some other big men around the league that are going to play 62 minutes. That doesn't happen. Jokic did it. And while you look at him and he looks so soft and, you know, kind of cushy and maybe a little bit out of shape, he probably drinks a few too many Cokes, there's no question he is tough. Now, the Nuggets are in a dogfight against Portland, but Nikola Jokic has gotten himself some new fans around the world, and probably he's gotten a number of young fans that are going to try to mimic his game. And that is a very good thing, because I do think Jokic, offensively at least, does play the game the right way. He's a big man, that doesn't play down in the block. He goes out, he can play point guard, he can swing outside, he can shoot it from outside. He is a very complete offensive player. Now, defensively, we won't talk about that. But other than that, yeah, Jokic is a winner, and he has a number of new fans as a result. Plus, the Denver Nuggets are a pretty good young team, and he has a lot to do with that. Okay, I have to give a loser out here. And we really feel this right now in the NBA and NHL playoffs, but I'm going to give a loser to East Coast NBA fans. Because I have to ask this question. How in the world do people on the East Coast see any of these NBA playoff games that are on the other side of the Mississippi? Because a lot of these Western Conference games, they're not starting until like 10:30 p.m. East Coast time. No wonder no one out East ever votes for those West Coast Heisman candidates. They've been in bed for 3 hours. Hey, these games, by the way, in the Western Conference, they're late for us here on Mountain Time. Like, I'm staying up way too late watching the Nuggets. I'm staying up way too late watching some of the Avalanche games. I can't imagine being on the East Coast. No wonder they don't watch any West Coast games ever, because they're just too late. Couldn't we move the start times up somehow? Like, could we get you to start playing at like 4 o'clock back on the East Coast and then the next game's at 7 instead of these 8 and 9 o'clock starts? They are absolutely brutal. And if you're on the East Coast, you have no idea what's going on the West Coast because you didn't see any of it. For that, they get a loser. I'm going to give a winner, and I'm going to give it to another player that is kind of being discovered by a number of NBA fans this year because he just doesn't get seen by nearly as many fans as he is getting seen by in these playoffs. But Portland Trailblazers guard Damian Lillard is a phenomenal player. And how many people really get to watch him? During the season, nobody sees him. No one's staying up late to watch Portland. But in the playoffs, Damian Lillard is averaging over 30 points a game and 6 assists every time he steps on the floor. But again, he's in a small market town. And how many times do you even get a Portland game where you are? But Damian Lillard, there's no question. Dude is a bona fide superstar, and it's really good to see a player like that get some recognition. If you don't know who Dame is by now, you better ask someone, because this kid is a player. And don't forget that game winner he hit against Oklahoma City. Amazing finish to that series. Damian Lillard is definitely a winner in these playoffs. I have another loser to give out, and I have to give it to Boston Celtics, well, blabbermouth, Kyrie Irving, who never stops talking. He didn't stop talking all season, but now doesn't really seem like he has a whole lot to say. You know, Kyrie was rolling in that opening round as the Celtics faced the Indiana Pacers, but remember, Indiana didn't have their best player, Victor Oladipo, but against Milwaukee, yeah, Kyrie's not looking so good. In this series against the Bucks, he is shooting 36% from the field and just 24% from three-point range, and the Celtics are now one game away from being gone. Remember, going into this year, we all looked at Boston, and we all thought that should be the team to come out of the East now that LeBron is no longer there. Yeah, not so fast, and a big part of it has to go on Kyrie's shoulders. You know, it's actually worse than the stats I just gave you, because remember, in this series against the Bucks, remember how well Boston played in that first game? They played so good, you know, certain sportscasters were saying, yeah, this series is over. Since game one, when Boston did really look good, Kyrie is actually shooting 30% from the field, oh, and just 21% from three-point range. Yeah, Kyrie's not talking so much now because he is playing horrible, and he is definitely a loser so far in these playoffs. I'm going to give a winner, and I'm going to give a winner to that TNT crew that does these playoffs, and yes, they are knuckleheads. But Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, Kenny Smith, and Ernie Johnson, they are as good of a pro sports studio as there is right now. Name one that's better. I'll wait. Okay, I don't have that long to wait, but you get what I'm saying. There is not a better studio show in pro sports right now. Those four guys, like I said, they're knuckleheads, but they're highly entertaining. They do usually have some insight. They don't always get along that well, and sometimes I don't know if they're acting or not, but they are highly entertaining, and I like watching the TNT crew. They at least make me laugh once or twice. But on the other side of that, I've got to give a loser. And I honestly, I hate to pick on one guy in the sports media world specifically, But ESPN's Paul Pierce, wow, does he say things every single night that just don't make 1 ounce of sense. And he does it a lot. It's not like he does it here or there. Already, during these playoffs, he has proclaimed a number of series to be over after just one game. I realize you're kind of new to this whole sports media thing, but come on, dude. You were a player. You know better than that. He also says that Philadelphia 76ers big man Joel Embiid is the most dominant player in the league. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, as long as you forget about a number of other players in the league, and as long as his tummy doesn't hurt that day, then yeah, I guess he's a pretty dominant player. But that's not the case. Something is always wrong with Joel Embiid. And you can say, well, when he's healthy, well, yeah, but he never is. So you can't really say that. He's never healthy. And even when he's healthy physically, again, sometimes his tummy hurts. So you just can't say Joel Embiid is the most dominant player in the league. Come on, Paul Pierce. You're smarter than that. And here's the problem. When you keep calling Wolf like he's doing and you keep making these outlandish, goofy statements, after a while, I just turn off everything you say. Even when you say something that is right, I go, well, he said it, so I'm probably not going to believe it. Paul Pierce, you've got to reel that in a little bit. You're a smart guy. Stop saying dumb things. Hey, the NBA playoffs have been very good so far. These second round games have been very entertaining, very close, very tight series, and hopefully these playoffs are going to continue to get better as they advance into the conference finals. Hey, tomorrow on the show, we'll of course be discussing some of the latest sports news, and we will have our Daily Dose Hump Day Power Rankings. You never know what we might be ranking this week, but I will say this, it could be a little bit NBA related, kind of staying on that subject this week. Hey, I have to say thank you all so much for listening to The Dose. For all of you that share the show, thank you so much. It is appreciated. We can't get more listeners without you sharing the show. Thank you for sharing it whenever you get the chance. Hey, remember, if you can't find the show, go over to dailydosesports.wordpress.com. You can always find a link to the show there, and we will be straightening out our podcast app issues very, very soon. We'll get that taken care of. Hey, I have to say thank you, JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.